issues, etc. What does this mean? We want to hear from you. We're preparing for a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues, Etc. on November 2nd and 3rd, and we want to play your answer. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8382. Issues, Etc. What does this mean?
Usually we end our broadcast week with a little game we call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And I know it's not the end of the week. It's still only Thursday. But tomorrow is going to be the beginning of Issues Etc. 24-hour, live 24-hour broadcast at 3 p.m. Central. And so we are not going to be playing Soundbite of the Week during our regular broadcast hours there. We're going to be talking about the doctrine of the Trinity with some of our very best guests, and 24 hours to follow after that of live Issues Etc. broadcast. So we thought, let's play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on Thursday afternoon. That's what we're going to do on this November 1st. It's a simple game. If you've never played it before, it's not difficult. There's no reason why you shouldn't play, listen, and vote. All you got to do is listen to the four sound bites that we have lined up for you. They're four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you one at a time, and you vote for one of the four to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You don't have to agree with it. You can disagree with it and still vote for it. If you find it remarkable, if you find it something you need to listen to again, something you've never heard before, something you want to hear a second time, those are all good reasons for voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, we want to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite that you're voting for. And you get a chance to win the LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the brand new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Thursday afternoon. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943, and phone call voters get to go first. You can also send us an email right here in the studio. Please include your city and your state. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And as with your email votes, please include your city and your state. We'd like to know where you're listening to Issues Etc. That's how we play. Here are the sound bites. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. We reviewed a Reformation Day sermon that he had preached out in Hacienda Heights, California. And during the sermon, something struck us as worthy of being part of the contenders for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. In answer to the question, what is the content of Christian faith?
Do you know what faith is? I remember one of Pastor Swirla's teachers and mine, Norman Nagel, saying one time he was asked to go on Issues Etc., the radio program, and the announcer asked him, "Dr. Nagel, I would like you to talk about faith today." "No, I will not." "Well, Dr. Nagel, the topic of the show is faith. Please talk about faith." "No." He said, "I will talk about Christ, which is the content of faith. Faith is merely the hand that grabs hold of Jesus. Let me tell you about my faith." Well, it's okay to say that, but what we're really saying is, let me tell you about Christ. My faith gives me the greatest hope in life. What you're really saying is, my Christ gives me the greatest hope in life.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Thursday afternoon? Your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Include your city and your state. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Comes from a conversation we had recently with Molly Hemingway of GetReligion.org. And we talk a lot about the media bias, and neither Molly nor I are big fans of kind of the total media bias myth, but there is one area, maybe two, where media bias is pretty strongly evidenced. Here's an example of the media's double standard from Molly Ziegler-Hemingway.
It seems so obvious to anyone who is pro-life or knows pro-lifers that there's this blatant double standard. All the time we hear this question, like, how could you force a woman to carry through with a pregnancy if she were raped? We hear these questions in debates, we hear them in interviews of consistent pro-life candidates. But it never occurs to people to ask a consistent pro-choice candidate, so really, you think it's okay to kill a baby just because she happens to be female? So really, you think that you should be allowed to kill a baby moments before it would be born? You know, like, really, you think Down syndrome is a legitimate reason to take the life of another human who's inside the womb? You never hear those questions. And I think it's because the media, I've put it to quite a few journalists. One thing they say is, well, it's the law. You know, the burden of proof is on people who want to change the law. But you'll notice that the media do not apply that same standard when it comes to changing the definition of marriage. Why then? The burden of proof is on the conservative position again, the people who want to retain a traditional definition of marriage. So there's a lack of consistency in how the media treat these social issues.
That's Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. Soundbite number two, an example of the media's double standard when it comes to both abortion and same-sex marriage. Should it be soundbite of the week? Your vote decides on this Thursday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Dan Kissler. Our pastor's roundtable was studying the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, those famous words that begin with Jesus saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." The simple question is, are the Beatitudes law or gospel?
I would definitely say it's gospel. Jesus is not commanding us to do anything. He is not saying you must be these things. He's just saying, look, this is, again, what life is like for my disciples under my reign. This is who you are in Christ. And all of these blessings, they're gospel words. They're not, you know, try to get yourself blessed, try to seek this out for yourself, but you are blessed. He, what his words say, they do. I mean, Jesus speaks us blessed, and we are blessed. These aren't meant to be sort of a thermometer that you want to stick in your mouth and say, now, how am I doing on showing mercy or being pure in heart here? That's to look inward on ourselves. The more you're going to look to Jesus and receive his gifts, and hear his words, that these things will be seen in you, even if you can't yourself see them. This is who you are in Christ.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Dan Kissler. Are the Beatitudes law or gospel? Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, November the 1st, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and we're looking for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc. Or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your vote there along with your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. It's also your chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the brand new mouse pad featuring Issues Etc. and a Lutheran Public Radio. Now, get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Tom Baker answering the question, who does God use?
God accomplishes his work through ordinary people, including you Sunday school children. You know, who knows how he will use you to accomplish his purposes. Look at tongue-tied Moses leads Israel out of Egypt. Prostitute Rahab protects the people of God. Moabite Ruth continues the line to David. David, the simple shepherd, becomes Israel's greatest king. Rugged fishermen become mighty apostles in God's hands, and a doctrinally accurate radio program like Issues Etc. increases the numbers of those in the kingdom of God. Who knew?
All right, that's soundbite number four. You've heard all four soundbites, and now it's time to call, email, visit our Facebook fan page, or send us a tweet, and you pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the new Issues Etc. mouse pad that also features Lutheran Public Radio. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Let's go first to Kirkwood, Missouri, where Andy is on the line. Hi, Andy.
Well, Todd, you're just not fair to sound bites 2, 3, and 4. You put them up against Matt Harrison. He's absolutely right. That's the most essential sound bite I think I've ever heard. I did want to comment on number 2, however. It occurred to me when you were discussing earlier responses to Dr. Montgomery's comment about not being able to vote for a Mormon, that when people say that they are pro-choice, in favor of a woman's right to choose, that what they're actually saying is that they're in favor of a woman's right to sin. Now, we all have that right, don't we? But whether it's advisable to use it is a whole other thing. Thank you.
Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In Crestwood, Missouri, here's Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going to vote for Matt Harrison. For me, he passed the chill test. When he speaks, I get chills. And what he said there, he just says things so beautifully. And I have to comment on Pastor Baker, too. He spoke very well in the way he lined everything up in his statement, but I really think number one would be Matt Harrison.
All right, so far from our listeners, that's 2 votes for soundbite number 1, Pastor Matt Harrison. What is the content of faith? You can also vote for Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, an example of the media's double standard. Pastor Dan Kistler on whether the Beatitudes are law or gospel, or Pastor Tom Baker, who does God use?
Coming Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 3 in the afternoon Central Time on November 2nd through 3 in the afternoon Central on November 3rd. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Issues Etc. 24 begins in 22 hours and 18 minutes. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, is a quarterly publication for the Confessional Lutheran, and they have a special 20th anniversary CD. This CD contains every issue of Logia for the last 20 years. It's a PDF file with search capabilities and bookmarks. This special anniversary CD is an excellent addition to your theological library. You can pre-order it for just $40. That's 50 cents per issue. Find out more at logia.org, logia.org.
let me tell you about my faith. Well, it's okay to say that, but what we're really saying is, let me tell you about Christ.
So really, you think it's okay to kill a baby just because she happens to be female? So really, you think that you should be allowed to kill a baby moments before it would be born? You know, like, really, you think Down syndrome is a legitimate reason to take the life of another human who's inside the womb? You never hear those questions.
These aren't meant to be sort of a thermometer that you want to stick in your mouth and say, now, how am I doing on showing mercy or being pure in heart here? That's to look inward on ourselves.
Tongue-tied Moses leads Israel out of Egypt. Prostitute Rahab protects the people of God. Moabite Ruth continues the line to David. David, the simple shepherd, becomes Israel's greatest king. Who knew?
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Thursday afternoon, November the 1st, and an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad, all for being the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority. 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us right here in the studio via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send it to us as a tweet @issuesetc. Or at our Facebook fan page, you can leave your vote there. We've left some space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. The candidates are soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, what is the content of faith he's leading so far? Soundbite number two, Molly Hemingway, an example of the media's double standard. Soundbite number three, Pastor Dan Kistler, are the Beatitudes law or gospel? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, who does God use? Let's go to Altamont, Illinois, and talk with Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Molly Ziegler Hemingway. The media have been presenting edgier and edgier primetime TV programming for a long time, but they're not following that up with their news. Why no edgy questions in the media for the pro-life candidates? That would actually make for some good television and some good discussion in America, but we're burying those talking points. The only thing that could have made Molly's soundbite better would be if she did a Norm Nagel impression as well as Matt Harrison did it. Molly gets my vote, though.
All right, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number two, Molly Hemingway, an example of the media's double standard. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Kathy listens in York, Pennsylvania. She's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, who does God use? He says, who knew in your book were written every one of them the days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them, quoting Psalm 139, verse 16. Well, good. That's a good answer to the question. Who knew? Of course, God knew. Thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Pennsylvania, Kathy. In Evansville, Indiana, David has a vote as well for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison. What is the content of faith? He writes, but wow, what a great four sound bites. What a blessing to have such clarity of thought and clear gospel proclamation provided all in one week. Hey, that's just the tip of the iceberg there, David. God gives us more and more pupils to do the same. Thank you very much for listening in Indiana as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. In St. Cloud, Minnesota, Nathan has a vote for soundbite number one as well for Pastor Matt Harrison. He says, many times we can make the mistake of trying to witness to people with talking about our faith, our denomination, or even our local congregation. The best and only thing we have to offer is Jesus Christ and Him crucified for us. As always, Christ does the real work of witnessing to people through His Word and the gifts of baptism and His body and blood. And Pastor Matt Harrison has the best mustache. In fact, I think he's the only mustache in the lineup this week. Maybe the best mustache in the world. Nathan, thank you very much for listening in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Bethany listens in Butler, Pennsylvania. She's also voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison. She says, all these soundbites are so good, but I have to vote for him. He's such a wonderful pastor, theologian, and spiritual leader. So many of the things he says are spot on. This quote was so good, I mentioned it in Bible class when the topic of faith came up. See, that's why we do these things. That's why we have the sermon reviews. That's why we have the guests. We want you to be able to take these insights with you wherever you go. Thank you very much for listening there in Pennsylvania, Bethany. Still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to pick one of these to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, What is the Content of Faith? Soundbite number two, Molly Hemingway, An Example of the Media's Double Standard. Soundbite number three, Pastor Dan Kistler, Are the Beatitudes Law or Gospel? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, Who Does God Use? Any of those could be soundbite of the week, but it takes your vote to pick it. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need your help, and time is of the essence. In less than 24 hours, in fact, in about 22 hours from now, Issues Etc. 24 begins at 3 p.m. Central tomorrow, Friday, November the 2nd. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. It really is live. It really is 24 hours long. And we need your answer to the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean? It's a simple question. You can answer it however you see fit, but you need to answer it at our Issues Etc. comment line. It's open for you 24 hours. You don't have to call now. You can call anytime when you think of a good answer to the question, Issues Etc., what does it mean? But please call in the next 22 hours because we'd like to use your answer on the air. And we'll fix it up if you mess up. We'll clean it up for you. We'd like to use your answer on the air during Issues Etc. 24. The Issues Etc. comment line for your answer to the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean? 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Your answer to the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean? Terry in Pine Island, Minnesota has an answer for, not the question, but for Vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. He says, I'm going to go with soundbite number one. It's the one that I'm going to be thinking about the most this week. That's a great reason to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's something you'll be thinking about the rest of the week. It means we've done our job. Well, according to your votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Thursday afternoon is soundbite number one. Pastor Matt Harrison, the question, what is the content of faith? Here's his answer.
Do you know what faith is? I remember one of Pastor Swirla's teachers and mine, Norman Nagel, saying one time he was asked to go on Issues Etc., the radio program, and the announcer asked him, Dr. Nagel, I would like you to talk about faith today. No, I will not. Well, Dr. Nagel, the topic of the show is faith. Please talk about faith. No. He said, I will talk about Christ, which is the content of faith. Faith is merely the hand that grabs hold of Jesus. Let me tell you about my faith. Well, it's okay to say that, but what we're really saying is, let me tell you about Christ. My faith gives me the greatest hope in life. What you're really saying is, my Christ gives me the greatest hope in life.
That's soundbite number one. It's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes on this Thursday afternoon, November the 1st. Let's see, Bethany in Butler, Pennsylvania, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send you the LPR bundle package, thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Bethany, send your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You win the LPR bundle package. It's absolutely true, and this is where, and I think our listeners pick up on this is where so much of Christian witness, Christian conversation can go terribly wrong. It's all a matter of where you're looking. It's all a matter of what your focus is. That's why we talk on Issues Etc. about being Christ-centered, cross-focused. Those aren't two different things. They're the same thing. There's a lot of Jesus talk out there that isn't focused on why Jesus is really important, namely his cross. And there's a lot of talk about God out there that isn't focused at all on Jesus. And Christians will talk about their faith. They'll talk about the strength of their faith, the history of their faith. They'll talk about what it was like before they came to faith. They'll talk about how their faith helps them and inspires them. Now, these might not be bad things in and of themselves, but you haven't talked about the Christian faith until you've talked about Jesus. And you haven't talked about your faith, really, if all you've talked about is you. In fact, that's the opposite of talking about your faith. if what you end up talking about is you, how you feel, how you've changed, what's different for you, you're still talking about yourself, right? You haven't talked about the faith, the Christian faith, until you've talked about Jesus and what he's done for you and for the whole world in his perfect life, his death, and his resurrection. That is not only the content of faith, that is the object of faith. So someone talks about their faith, you can hear a lot about that person, but they haven't witnessed at all. They haven't given any kind of useful testimony at all until they've talked about Jesus. And you know what? When you hear someone talk about Jesus, about what he has done, your preacher from the pulpit, guess what you're hearing? You're hearing his faith. When you mothers talk to your children about Jesus, your children's Savior, who has loved them and given his life for them, guess what? You're sharing your faith, and you don't even have to talk about your faith. Just talk about Jesus. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll kick off Issues Etc. 24 tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Issues Etc. What does this mean? We want to hear from you. We're preparing for a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. on November 2nd and 3rd, and we want to play your answer. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8382. Issues Etc. What does this mean?
Why are moralism, mysticism, and speculation enemies of the Christian faith? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, Broken, 7 Christian Rules That Every Christian Ought to Break as Often as Possible. It's written by regular guest Pastor Jonathan Fisk. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can pre-order Broken by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Broken, 7 Christian Rules That Every Christian Ought to Break as Often as Possible.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.